Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show.
It's a very exciting episode.
If you are an Arrow fan, then you're in the right spot. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV Studios. I'm your host, Ali Conor Bradford, here with...
I picked the song. Hey, what's up, guys? It's me again, Mowgli. I'm just going straight Mowgli now.
Just straight Mowgli. And we're here to break down the mid-season finale. Thank you very much for Arrow tonight, which was a cliffhanger. Can I tell you, though, at the very beginning of the show, everyone was tweeting me, talking about how amazing this was and all these reveals. And the very beginning of the show... I'll admit, I was like, so what exactly am I listening for? And then towards the end of the show, everything just picked up and just escalated, and it got amazing.
Yeah, that episode was all about escalation. Like, it might as well have been an episode about them all, because there's nothing but escalation. You guys might not have got that. That was a terrible joke. I like escalators. Let's move forward.
Okay, yes, let's. So we come back and we find Oliver. He's... still on the table. Obviously, right. His blood is coagulating. He's dying. And the one person, not really, right. But the one person that saves him is Barry Allen.
Right, yeah.
And this dude, what did you think about the fact that Oliver was seriously not even grateful that he just had his life saved because he's so busy having animosity and annoyance towards Barry?
Well, he did just come back from the dead. So I don't know if it was annoyance towards Barry. I think it was more the idea that he literally was hallucinating half the episode, and when he woke up like that.
Okay.
What?
Skirt. Hold on.
Are you kidding right now?
Yeah.
Are you taking this here?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm going there. Because when he woke up, there weren't any hallucinations yet. He woke up, and granted, he was startled, grabbed Barry by the throat.
Right.
But after that, once everything has mapped out for him, and Felicity's like, you could say thank you.
Right.
He still didn't say thank you. Why? Because he has a male ego, and that male ego just got a punch to the gut.
I didn't see what you saw. No. Yeah.
Yes. Ladies, I know you agree with me. It was jealousy. Come on.
What I saw was a very simple situation. A man woke up from death, and when waking up from death, he was confronted by a stranger that he does not consider to be close to him, that has now been letting on a secret of his life.
When he saw that, it
hurt him in a lot more ways emotionally than you can understand, because the arrow is the most important thing in the world to him. It literally is the only thing he has, and he keeps it very secret and safe. Because he can't just explore giving it to anyone to know. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm totally off on this one. You know what? I'm just going to say I'm not touching base. You're right. He was just upset because it was Barry Allen.
I'm serious.
Jeez Louise.
Because, okay, yeah, he was upset, but Felicity made some really good points. You know,
at a bad time.
Felicity came in.
Felicity's timing's terrible.
You know, hush, first of all. Felicity made a few good points talking about the fact when Diggle was brought in, when she was brought in.
Right.
That was not expected. They found out, and it was a life or death situation. And I think, honestly, Oliver's just mad because it was Barry. Right. It could have been any other dude in the world, but it was Barry Allen.
Honestly, I felt like Oliver was being emotional, and it was cool to me. I actually wrote in my notes, it was cool to see him being emotional, and I thought he was even acting a little bit like a girl. Truthfully, I thought it was, but I'm not saying that I agree with you. I'm just saying that he was emotional, but it makes sense. And when he was saying, like, I choose, like, you know, I did the research and I choose, who knows. It was really funny to me because it kind of reminded me of Pretty Woman when Julia Roberts was like, I say when, I say who, I say when.
Wow.
So one of my favorite movies. When I first came to LA, I would like talk about how I thought this was going to be like Pretty Woman, the city. It's definitely not.
No, not
at all. That's why I didn't talk about it. It's just like, God, I'm so disappointed when I didn't meet my
Richard
Gere.
No, but going back to the show, with his little rant about I choose, Felicity made another good point. How are you really going to choose when you're on a table dying? Either die or have this dude figure out who you are and have him save your life.
Well, that's the thing. I think there's a lot of irrational thought when you're waking up from death. So I will say that.
Is that your excuse?
No, yeah, it's an excuse, absolutely. I mean, I would be irrational after waking up from death and just the whole situation. But I will say, there's no denying it. What Barry did was amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, even the rat poison. I was very confused, though, because what made me confused is that if your blood is coagulating, that means that it's like clumping.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's not even necessarily the right word to use, but basically it's just sticking together.
Of course.
It coagulates whenever there's an injury, right? Mm-hmm. So it was confusing to me because I thought his blood wasn't coagulating. I thought it was doing the opposite.
No, they're saying that the rat poison was going to thin out his blood so it wouldn't coagulate as much.
Okay. So
yes.
That's confusing to me because when you die from being injected with the serum, which
you
I'm assuming
bleed.
He was, he bleeds out of his eyes. So if you're bleeding out of your eyes,
are you coagulated?
Right, exactly.
That
it makes more
stiffened.
Sense that your blood thinned and then starts to bleed
right.
out of your eyes. So therefore, you would need an anticoagulant to stop, a coagulant versus an anticoagulant. So it was confusing to me because
right.
the rat poison, not to confuse people, basically what I'm saying is that if the blood is coming through your eyes and seeping through, that you would think your blood is thinning. And somehow it's popping the capillary arteries that are around your eyes, causing you to bleed. That normally happens with an anticoagulant, an anticoagulant.
Yeah.
So giving him an anticoagulant, which is what rat poison is, would
right.
make that process go further along.
Right.
And the what you would use as a solution to that, because I am an actual Barry Allen, is vitamin K.
Yeah.
Which happens
yeah.
to also be the ketamine, because vitamin K is what you use for coagulating your blood.
Right.
It's used in the process. It's used to create the proteins that can help you to coagulate blood. Protein synthesis and coagulation of blood is one of the number one things you learn in micro and molecular biology. It's like 101, class 101 stuff.
Welcome to science chemistry class, guys.
Yeah. Important stuff here, guys.
Thank
I hope
professor.
You guys don't fall asleep.
Thank you, professor.
Oh, my God. Nobody's
okay,
listening anymore.
Okay, not at all. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as our viewership goes down, let's bring it back up, guys, and talk about Thea, because you know, we go back to Roy. She's obviously stowing Roy away in her bedroom.
Right.
But one of the things that caught my ear is when Ollie's knocking on the door. Thea, open up. No. Speedy. And it's like they reference Speedy again for some reason.
Right. I think it's just a good nickname for her, yeah.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that.
But
go ahead.
No. Two conjunctions at once always creates a blockade. You go ahead.
Well, I was just going to talk about the fact that Roy's laying there with the arrow in his leg. Here comes Oliver, who's supposed to not have any knowledge.
Did you not going
to
say anything about the fact this is a Christmas episode?
It's a Christmas episode.
Yeah,
guys.
I was really excited about that. There's a Christmas tree. That's good. That means they're planning and doing timing with Christmas. I love that.
No, that I do like.
Yeah.
We didn't see much of Christmas because obviously the Queen family wasn't in the celebratory mood.
I wouldn't be there after I murdered 500 people.
You know what? Thank you for cheering up this after show. So going back to the arrow in Roy's leg, mm-hmm. I like the way Oliver walks in there. He really isn't supposed to have any knowledge of how to treat things, and he still yanks the arrow out. But what I want to know is, where was the back end of the arrow? Why was only the front half stuck in his leg to where he could pull it out? That's what I didn't understand.
Well, I think it could be confusing in some aspects, but then in others, I don't know if the arrow had already been broken. We don't know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we also don't know if the back end of the arrow, when you're losing those aluminum graphite arrows or whatever, if it's a feather or what it is. I don't know per se.
It's a feather. Well,
but if
it's
it
not
is,
real
it would
feather,
be able to pull
but
through. But I guess you got to think, what's the alternative?
Well, no, but
so
I would have thought he was going to break off one of the ends and then yank it out, not just yank
it. Okay.
Yeah, but I guess irrelevant. Really irrelevant. Just
what
small
I thought
observation.
Is, let's talk about the fact that what was that like for Oliver to have to play that character walking into the room and knowing he's the one that shot you in your leg? And then he's like, oh, I think that was a real wake-up call for Oliver on how his actions are affecting others. You know what I mean?
Especially his family.
He's like, ooh, that one was a little close to home. You know what I mean? That arrow is a little bit off.
Well, I like when he calls Diggle.
I
and
went
he,
a little
and
too
he,
far
yeah,
on that
he's
one.
Like, well, Roy's been shot. By an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long story.
Right, exactly.
Because you know Diggle was on the other side of the phone going, dude, man, what are you doing?
In my head, I'm like, if I'm Oliver, I'm like, God. I gotta start thinking about where I'm putting these arrows, you know?
Right.
That's how I'd feel about it. I guess I have to have more control over the situation. But that's how I felt about it. But it was good that he called Diggle and handled it like he did. And I thought it was a little weak in the writing for him to just say, maybe the arrow is trying to protect you guys. Like, maybe this is all part of the emotional arrow, just a little bit out of balance. Because you know what? Normally, he tries to play the character that makes you least suspect him for being the arrow. Once you start defending the arrow's actions when you see a boy bleeding in a room with an arrow through his leg, that's kind of suspicious.
Well, yeah, but I think that was an act on impulse because right away he just doesn't want Thea and Roy to now start hunting down the arrow again. So his way of doing it was to just side push them, if you will, into another direction of thinking and trying to think, well, maybe it was to help.
Yeah.
Of course, Thea doesn't buy that at all, and she's ready to start her own investigation.
Yeah.
But before we start talking about that investigation, let's talk about the fact that Shadow appears and these quote-unquote hallucinations, which are not hallucinations. And we see the big reveal. I guess I'll jump ahead a little bit, but we see the big reveal of who Brother Blood is reporting to, which is Slade.
Right.
And he's making all these appearances. And honestly,
you jumped pretty far ahead.
I did. I'm sorry.
Oh, my
God. I had to do it because.
Why?
Because he showed up so many times, and I really was buying into the hallucination thing. Because in my mind, his face was messed up.
Right.
We didn't see anything from the island just yet as far as him coming back to life. But in my mind, his face was still burnt.
Right.
So it couldn't have been real when he showed up into the lair, all, you know, not quite porcelain skin, but good enough.
Right, you know
what I'm saying? And so with Shadow, I'm wondering if she really was real or if she was a hallucination.
Right, yeah. Well, Shadow was a hallucination, definitely.
You think so?
Absolutely. The whole storyline behind what's going on.
Oh, yeah, you know what, you're right.
Yeah, not to jump too far ahead, but we already have. What can you say? But I guess I already told you guys, if anybody listens to anything that I say, I predicted that he would return. I did. I predicted that in past episodes. So I knew this was coming. It's not a big deal. But
No big deal. He's just running this whole scheme on the town.
But what I will say is that Slade's anger is not towards Oliver for her. I thought at first his anger was going to be towards Oliver for her death, right? But then when I saw the flashback of them being back there and then him saying whoever did this to her is going to pay, something tells me that Dr. Ivo in some way or another went ahead and said, like, oh, I gave Oliver a choice on who to kill between the two. And somehow I believe that patch on his eye was from an arrow that Oliver sent through his head.
Oh, yeah, obviously. That's why he would make that reference at the very end of the show.
Yeah, because in the flashback, he still has both of his eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, oh, this is really interesting. And I don't know. He says he's my friend.
Right.
So it's very confusing how the whole situation went down. But one thing it does tell us about the injection of the miracle drug is that the miracle drug also has the ability to heal you. Because his face looked totally normal.
Right, right. I mean, and that happened within minutes. That happened while he was still unconscious.
Right, exactly.
Because when he woke up, his face was perfectly fine.
Which gives another deadly side to the drug. And also, I know a lot of people are probably wondering if this is like the serum or the drug that's being used throughout DC Comics as, like, you know, what creates Bane and all that kind of stuff. So I think we can pretty much separate the two now and make sure that all you guys on Twitter that are trying to send messages and stuff, that's not the case. This is a totally different serum by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So going back into Shadow. Well, I don't know. You know, you made a good point, though, because if Shadow was a ghost or was not a ghost, Slade wouldn't have mentioned all the things that he mentioned at the very end of the show. And I'm so sorry. I just jumped way ahead before my notes go and die on me because this is dying. I want to at least be able to quote them because it was such an amazing and not in a good way quote that he had said at the very end. But talking about all the things that he wants to take away from Oliver.
Right.
He's, you know, Brother Blood already suspects that Slade must have a knowledge of who he is. He's like, absolutely. It's my friend.
Right.
You know, and before killing him, gosh, I don't know why I'm struggling to find this. But basically saying something along the lines of, you know, destroy those who follow him, corrupt those he loves, meaning Felicity.
Right.
Once he's lost everything, I will drive an arrow into his eye, is what he had said.
Well, I think the reality is here is Slade's very upset with his friend.
Of course. Yeah. Well, for many reasons. For Shadow's death, if she really did die, but not even that. It's the jealousy.
She's dead.
But now that he's confessed his love
for
her in front of not only her, but Oliver, the cat's out of the bag. So you may as well just express the fact that you're probably a little bit jealous because Oliver and her were starting to have some chemistry on the island.
Where do you come up with these ideas?
What are you talking about? talking about?
This is the most ridiculous. I cannot believe you just took it here. Everything with you relates back to relationships, I feel
it like. It does. I'm a woman.
Oh, my God.
But it does. Everything, friendship, love, everything is a relationship. So, of course, it's going to go back to that.
I mean, he already knew previous to the situation that Oliver and her had hooked up to her, whatever. You know, he's like, don't get attached to her, da-da-da-da-da.
With his own ulterior motives. He wasn't just saying that for the good of the...
He didn't even care about her. At one point, he was telling Oliver, let's leave her. We're not going back for a girl. But then, when she was the one that was helping him and covering his face and helping him when he was sick.
He loved her before then. Left her way before then.
Well, I think we're going to have to... I need to get some tweets in on this. Can somebody start tweeting me? Because I have like 4 followers. Come on, guys.
Tell them your Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, my Twitter is at M. Mowgli. M.
M. Wait, hold on. Why did he just forget how to spell it?
I didn't. It's M-M. It's 2 M's. It's at M-M-O-W-G-A-L-I. I don't want anybody to get confused. God. I wanted Mowgli by itself, but some white kid was sitting on a fence and he stole it. He put a picture up of himself. I don't even get it.
Wow.
I don't get it. It's the only character I can identify with and you stole it from me, kid.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Anyhow, going back into the show, let's talk a little bit about the serum and about Brother Blood. He's getting the serum from Slade's blood. Weird, but very smart.
Right.
And then Roy gets injected with the serum. So I'm waiting for him to super soldier out, if you will.
Yeah.
And that maybe will answer the question, because last week I was talking about the fact is whether or not this serum is something that makes you angry automatically when you wake up, or if you're a good person, can you control these superpowers, if you will, or are the people that are being injected brainwashed as soon as they wake up by Brother Blood, and that's how they become these human weapons?
Yeah. As we're jumping around, I do have to ask you this question, though.
Sure.
I'm sure, honestly, on Twitter, I'd love to hear what you guys have to say, too. I'll read your tweets right here, right now, at M. Mowgli. But
bribes.
What I will say is I want to know, what do you guys think? Who do you think Oliver would have picked if he had really gotten more time to decide?
Oh, between the two girls?
Absolutely, over the
30 seconds.
Honestly,
sadly, I think he would have ended up picking Shadow to bite the bullet, for lack of better words.
You think he would have picked Shadow to save?
Yeah, because I think he has so much history with... No. Other way around.
Okay.
I think he would have let... Unfortunately, if he... I mean, it was the man thing to do. You jumped in front.
Right.
Unfortunately, Dr. Ivo made his decision already. Mm-hmm. I think that Oliver had a lot of feelings for Shadow, but I also think because he had so much history with Sarah and guilt...
Right.
That he brought her to this place, that would have saved her.
This is a lot of emotion you're putting into this. Let me tell you something. It's survival of the fittest out there. I'm gonna give you the man view of this.
Okay, do it.
Survival of the fittest.
What does that have to do with anything?
If you had to pick between two of them, you just pick whichever one can be more of an asset to you in a bad situation.
But he doesn't even know what kind of asset Sarah can be, because she's obviously different from who she was before she got onto the ship and they were, you know, shipwashed. Shipwashed.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to say I'm stereotypical. I'm sure there's guys that have other perspectives as well, and I respect your opinions as well, gentlemen. But for me, in a situation like that, survival of the fittest, I don't really have much of a choice. You know, someone's got to go.
Right.
It's very disappointing. I would have thought that Oliver would have picked, to save Shadow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have, that's what I would have wanted. My gut tells me he would have picked Sarah.
Yeah, if Slade could have just woken up a couple seconds faster, this whole situation would have been different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see where it's going to go in the future, too, if he is going to blame Oliver or if they still are going to be friends when their friendship goes the other way, I should say.
Definitely.
But since we were talking about the serum, I do want to go back to Brother Blood in current time and all these things that he's facilitating with his human weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And
that guy's tough.
Super tough, but everybody else is fighting his battles for him. So how tough is that really?
Yeah, and who? Brother Blood? I'm talking about the actual guy fighting his battles.
Cyrus.
Yeah. Brother Blood has proven himself to be much weaker than we anticipated by the fact that he's being controlled by Slade, who I never expected.
Not at all. I thought he was running his own game, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It's awesome to have Slade back, though. Honestly, it actually made me feel good. Like, I was like, yay, it's Slade. You know?
Yay.
That's, yeah, I know. But then he's talking all this mess about Oliver, and I'm like, man.
It just leaves room for a huge, huge storyline.
Right. And I think that in the end, honestly, I'm sorry to go into predictions. I'm not trying to. I'm just saying that in the end, Oliver and him are going to work things out.
I hope so.
Friends always work things out.
I really hope so.
Yeah.
Now, what about Detective Lance? This poor guy gets some advice. Nothing wrong with that. Gets advice from the Arrow.
Right.
Takes the advice about the human weapon and brings his best man and the one guy, Lucas, who didn't want to go on the mission because his wife wants to go shopping, which was an excuse, but whatever.
Yeah.
We'll take it. And he's the one who ends up getting killed in the worst way possible. It's not even like he got shot at.
Mm-hmm, right.
He had his own gun pointed at him.
That's a worse way to die.
Gosh.
I mean, there's worse ways to die. I'm sorry I said that.
No, no. It was really sad. Right. Really terrible. And then
I was upset
to wake up in the hospital and find out that you're, well, he wasn't his partner. I guess you could say his boss.
Right.
Was murdered because of a situation that you got him into. And now you have to tell his wife.
I guess I'm starting to just break things down. So let me just break it down again.
Okay.
Honestly, Corporal Lance or Detective Lance, whatever you want to call him. Detective Lance, pardon my language. Is the worst detective in the history of. He's the worst cop in the history of all cops, of all cop history at all. I don't even know how to say this right away because you can't accentuate and I can't be as extreme as I want to be. Mm-hmm. He's the worst cop I've ever met. He puts everybody at danger. He literally fails at being a cop every single time. And that was even proven more when somebody tells you there's a guy that you need to catch and this guy's a threat. He's super deadly and it's coming from the Arrow who can't even help you to fight him.
Yeah.
I most likely am not going to go there with four officers.
Yeah, he probably should have had more.
Jeez Louise. I just don't understand how he's still a detective, how he made it this far.
He's not a detective anymore, though. He got demoted.
Well, yeah, of course, but in that situation, I felt like we were getting the detective back, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the demotion was definitely, it was warranted.
Right about now, I think you feel like it was deserved.
Uh-huh,
absolutely. But yeah, I think I would have went in with this. I would have went in with a SWAT team, and quite possibly maybe Lance did not take... the Arrow is seriously, like, he took him seriously, but just not the warning as seriously as he should have.
Don't bring Kool-Aid to a grown man's party is basically my message to Detective Lance. Do not bring any more Kool-Aid to a grown man party.
Okay. So really quick, Ryan with Allison has said that serum doesn't make them mindless beasts or anything. Cyrus was still very much in control of himself. So that just means that Cyrus is a big butthole.
Right. Right.
And has anger management issues, and he was ready to take on whatever it is that Brother Blood wanted to take on as well, too.
I think that's where Brother Blood really plays up his character. I think he is somehow psychologically influencing these men to go under his control by, you know, I don't know, the whole mask. He's definitely somewhere in the psychological realm. It reminds me of the Scarecrow and the Scarecrow's act of being a psychologist or whatever and then going into being a Scarecrow. So something about him just says Scarecrow about it. I just feel like he knows how to play with people's minds. I don't know how else he planned on – I don't know why he would inject the serum into
Roy
if he didn't plan on somehow finding a way to control him as well afterwards.
I don't know, but P.S. ladies, did you see the biceps? I was a little impressed. I mean, they're not huge, they were nice.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I feel like he's working out. Yeah, no, I'm not going to hate on him. I mean, I never hated Roy. I never did.
No.
I was giving him a hard time because he's a bad boy attitude and stuff. I mean, but I like how his character's coming around. Mm-hmm. He's being very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. He's really changing his attitude and his lifestyle, his relationship with Thea. And, you know, I'm still holding that thing against him about the boxing gloves. Hit me.
That was a great moment.
Cool, awesome.
That was a great moment.
But he's really come a long way since then. Arrow to the leg. He's learned a lot of humility on that one.
Yes. Yeah. But also, I'm still stuck on Brother Blood.
Right.
And you mentioning that psychologically he's capable of, I'm going to say, manipulating people. It's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
What really irked me this episode was his interactions with Laurel.
Right.
Ew. Just ew. You
so
already...
glad to have Laurel back, my lady love. Go ahead. Continue.
But anyways, no, because he's manipulating her, right? And getting close to her. And he's the one who's with her when she gets the phone call that her father's in the ICU. You know what's going down. You just sent your little weapon guy out to create a ruckus.
Yep, that's right.
And then to show up at the hospital, really?
Yeah.
Trying to give her a hug and check in. I'm not going to even say it.
Son of a bitch. I'm sorry. That's boop, what I boop, felt. Boop, boop, boop. You can beep that out.
Yeah.
It was my fault.
He really is, though.
Yeah, SOB. God. I was so angry. Yeah. Look at him just trying to wheeze his way in. Yeah. I just wanted to come and make sure everything was okay.
Mm.
I was really upset about that. He's a psychological terrorist. Reminds me of my mom as a kid.
Wow. That's a lot. So either way, but you know what? Okay, even if he's not attractive, like nothing about his presence, his aura, energy, nothing about him even gives off attractive. He gives off creep vibe. Even when he's playing the good guy, he gives off creep.
He seems, honestly, if I had not known he was Brother Blood and they hadn't given that away to us at such an early stage in the episode and they only showed us the clips of him being the good guy, something about him seems so righteous. It's hard to think anything bad. Like, he seems like all he cares about the people, the tyranny of the many, just trying to help people rise up, his attack on the Queen family. It just seems like he's coming from such a righteous place.
He was vicious with that attack and wouldn't even... He was busy judging Oliver at the beginning of the season before Oliver even had a chance to defend himself. And that already told me that he had motives against him or something else.
It's hard for me to go one way or the other, but I think I understand where Laurel is nice. She's feeling that it's nice to have the companionship.
Yeah.
And he's playing off of that really well. There's no way to get around
it. You know who's looking for a companion this episode?
Who?
Barry Allen.
Yeah, talk to my boy. Barry Allen, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but here's the thing. You can't help but feel bad for him. Obviously, you guys know that I am Team Felicity 110%. Right. But at the same time, the poor guy, he really has a crush on Felicity. And he's hinting, and then he picks up Felicity's concern for Oliver.
Right.
And he was like, you remember when I asked you if you liked Oliver and you said no?
Right.
She's like, yeah, because I don't. Girl, please. You are so transparent.
Well, obviously, Felicity has answered all of our answers. Felicity is no more. Thank you. Let's close this conversation.
No. Skirt.
God.
Not even close. Because at the very end of the episode, there's moments. There's moments where she's telling him, you know, she's outright blatantly showing her emotions through her eyes when she's telling him, you know, just come back to me.
Right.
Promise me you'll come back. That's what she says. And he looks at her.
Yeah.
Come on, he gave her this look. Like, there was a moment, and I know this. Yeah. I know I'm not the only one feeling this because I've been getting tweets. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I've got some tweets about it as well, but I didn't see anything in particular. But it was good that did you hear Flash mention he felt the same way about a girl once?
Yeah, and I think he was talking about Felicity.
No, I think, I think he was talking about Iris Allen or Fiona Webb, like one of the characters from the comic book that he dated.
Oh.
Like the Baron.
I felt like he was just kept on trying to push and hint towards the fact that he liked Felicity.
Right.
Because even in the phone call, once he went back home, he had said to her, you know, if you ever.
You might have a point there. I could see that happening. I thought about it in terms of, you know, the romantic interest of the Flash. But he never really had a problem with his relationship with. He never had a problem with his relationships. Those always worked out. So they were always like dating or being married or something like that or future of the past. Like, you know, it goes back and forth. But yeah, you might be actually totally right on that. I'm going to agree with you on that. Maybe he does have sort of a crush on Felicity, which I don't think is wrong. It makes sense.
Absolutely, he does.
He picked really well. I think Felicity is a great girl. I think she deserves to be someone like him. I think Oliver has a broken past. He's got a lot of pain. And I think that he would be the worst person for her.
Oh, here we go.
There's a reason Batman's alone. There's a reason why Oliver Queen's supposed to be alone.
Unfortunately,
these guys have
post-traumatic
stress.
Girls just fall for the broken men.
That's not true.
They just want to fix it, put a Band-Aid on it, and make everything better. Love me.
I know tons of girls that are married to tons of my friends, and they picked a guy who's stable and able to take care of them and treat them with respect and always put them ahead of everything else, and they have a great relationship. And then I also have girls that I know that are dating guys who have post-traumatic stress, that have been through a lot, that are very self-involved, and they find themselves in a bad situation. But I will say, I know there's girls like that out there, that's what they need. They're looking for something like that. Mm-hmm. But usually they end up learning the hard way.
Right. And I don't think, honestly, I don't think women or men, whichever direction it were to go, you can reverse the situation.
Or men and men or women and women. There's no discrimination at the table.
Yeah, and I just, I don't think people ever do that on purpose, but it's human nature to want to help somebody who's broken or fix them for whatever reason.
No, I like to be, since you've already made it clear that I'm single on this show, I am, and I would like to make it clear that I think that the right relationship for anyone to be in, and I want you guys to all hear me on this, is a relationship where, you are with somebody that helps you to try to grow and become bigger and stronger than what you are when you meet them. And I think that it's growing and becoming stronger isn't fighting and then, you know, being happy after a fight. And honestly, I just feel like the relationship between Felicity and Oliver, again, here we go, is one that I appreciate where it's at. But I think Oliver has it in check and understands that this can't happen. And, you know, Felicity in some aspects doesn't. But I mean, it's clear that she does like him now, so there's no way to get around it. So, yeah, you have a point. She does like him, but Barry Allen's a much better suitor for.
Yeah.
And he's the Flash now, so.
Flash
is way tighter than the Arrow.
You know.
Switching shows. No, I'm just kidding.
That's
just kidding.
But, you know, it's still in development. Like, that's obviously going to be, once that spins off, if and when it spins off, right, that's going to be a whole evolution on its own, just the way that the Arrow is becoming a long evolution. So that's, like. way in the future before he becomes cool.
Right, yeah.
So, but...
Oh, he's going to be cool, first episode, season one.
I just want to say... Okay, I got a tweet from RioZen92 saying that you just have your Laurel blinders on and that you won't accept Felicity because you're too busy.
Are you kidding me?
Up in Laurel.
I would love to date Felicity as well as Laurel. Not at the same time, but that's not something that's out of range of where I'm standing here. But what I will say is I would pick Felicity. Well, Laurel's smart too. Laurel's a smart, educated woman as well.
I think Laurel's very smart and very educated, right. But I think she's very driven by her emotions, and I think that her instinct is off a lot, more often than not. And she's got a lot of issues she needs to work past, especially with everything that happened with her.
It sounds like we have identical perspectives of the opposite sex characters. That's so funny.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's really funny.
So I want to talk about really quick, just let's go to the very end of the episode. Mm-hmm. We see the mask. And I know some of you guys are like, praise, thank you. But something I noticed as an observation.
The compressible microfabric?
Yes. With a strappy thing on the back. I really didn't think they were going to go there. I thought that he was just going to put it on and it
was
going to stick and glue. But instead it had an elastic, which kind of took away the cool factor. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
but I have to call this out as somebody.
God, here we go.
No, here we go.
Yeah.
So as somebody who is a makeup artist, and I noticed why
your makeup does look lovely tonight. By the way, I already mentioned
it
earlier before the show started. It makes
sense.
That. You're welcome.
But why does he has no makeup on, no eye grease, right? And thank you, Barry Allen, for pointing out that the grease on the eyes does not make for a very good disguise. Mm-hmm. But outside of that. He didn't have any makeup on. She puts the mask on him, and he turns around, and all of a sudden he has green eyeshadow around his eyes in his little waterline. It's green, but putting on an elastic mask all of a sudden gave you eyeshadow? What?
Yeah, it could have been on the inside of the mask. I don't know.
No. Sorry. Yeah. I know I'm like, no, but that's just that's the only thing that really kind of irked me a little bit that I caught.
Well, what I will say is that it was – I mean, DC Comics has never been great at masks. You know what I mean? Look at Superman, for instance. Superman wears a pair of glasses, and then he takes them off, and it's a totally different person. I mean, it's not like they're the most genius at creating disguises, is what I'm trying to say. Marvel is probably the disguise, the king of the disguise, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Flash, another character. I mean, the Flash character actually good. That's a good disguise. That makes sense. They really work things out with the Flash.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Going into the scene with the Flash, I'm sorry, I just got another tweet from Ryan, and he's saying that the Asian reporter.
How do I check my tweets? How does this work?
Well, we're going to give him a 101 after the show.
All right, cool.
But what he had mentioned is the Asian reporter is on TV when Barry Allen is watching TV is actually supposed to be Linda Park. This is his hypothesis, which is girlfriend and wife of Wally West.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. Who knows? Maybe that will develop into something in the future.
Right. And then check this out. Shelby Turner said, I think he would have picked Shadow, or I should say Shelby Lou, 2011, picked Shadow to die because he already felt responsible for Sarah's death, that
Agreed.
He would have saved her. I like that. I think you're totally right. We should get you on the show sometime.
He's really excited that you tweeted him. So that wraps up for me, that wraps up the show. Is there anything that I left out that you want to bring up before I start going into news and gossip?
Sure. There was a couple small things that I wanted to say. One, I felt like Diggle did a really good job taking charge as backup while Oliver was down. I really respected that. It was good to see him step up. I thought he really handled himself in the fight against the super soldier.
Yeah.
Going out the window, down the parkour ladder, and down into the car.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. Diggle is on point right now.
Yeah.
He's really working through a lot of stuff.
He's still got his butt kicked. But...
Yeah, and Cyrus Gold, the super soldier, that was awesome. You know, it's good to when you have things like that are happening in the show. I already talked about the glycoprotein serine proteases and stuff.
At Watchtower Base, I'm going to cut you off.
Good.
Just to talk
I like
about
reading
masks,
the tweets.
He says, hello, Batman has a good mask. Boom.
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah, no, that's pretty. That's a good point.
Yeah, no.
So it's 50-50. So, still, Superman's disguise is terrible. I'm just throwing it out there.
So, but another cool moment. I know we're all over the place, but last cool moment that I have to mention is when the green. He's not a Green Arrow yet. Sorry, guys. Jumping ahead. Mm-hmm. But when Arrow meets up with Detective Lance, who's now Officer Lance, on the ceiling, and he's leaving.
Right.
Cool exit moment when he goes running down the building like this. Just. He had like a Cirque du Soleil moment, and it was awesome.
Yeah, and. I think this is a really – I know we're just throwing in a couple little ones. We've been jumping around so much, so I'm sorry, guys. But I have to ask, what did you think about Oliver fighting his imaginary slave? played.
I don't think he was imaginary. See, that's the thing.
He wasn't in the room.
Yeah, no. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Are you kidding right now?
No, I am not kidding. Okay. If Slade was in the very last scene, that goes to show that he is not a ghost, right? So he truly was there to fluff with freaking Oliver's mind to make him think he was hallucinating. That was him.
Okay.
Because how
do you realize
Oliver...
Slade is a super? He has super strength. They're actually creating the serum from his blood.
Yes.
If he was fighting Oliver in that room, he'd be dead.
Well, but obviously,
how could you hold back that much strength?
You could hold it back because otherwise it wouldn't be a hallucination. If he, the point is, he doesn't not want to hurt him yet. He wants to dangle him on a string and make him suffer. So why are you going to throw him across the room and break his back? Instead, you're going to shake him up and scare the bejesus out of him.
Right.
And it's exactly what he did. Because, yes, when I first saw that scene, I'm not going to lie, I saw it and thought, is this Fight Club? What's going on? But there's no way he could throw himself around to start breaking all the things that
he broke. I thought it was really cool how they did that fight sequence. Because, you know, you see the normal fights, bad guys, good guys. But when Oliver's fighting against himself, and then if it is himself, and you see Slade, him knowing all of Oliver's moves and them going back and forth, but Oliver's fighting himself... If that is happening, I thought that was a really cool play on a fight sequence. Like, it actually, like, it really got me interested in what was going on in the scene. I really thought so, at least. But maybe you're right. I don't know what, I think, I'm trying to go this new route of trying to find appeasement along the way, but no, I don't think you're right.
You know what? No, I think that Slade is just messing with him. I really, truly do.
Right.
But I'm going to wrap it up with that because
Tommy Merlin saved the day, by the way. Remember that?
Merlin. Oh, Tommy.
God,
yes,
it was good
Tommy
to have him back
appeared.
In the episode.
Now,
why are you leaving out these great
that
guys?
That was a ghost. That had to be a
hallucination. Nah, that was Tommy Merlin. It definitely was. He's alive.
No way.
Yeah,
no
I'm
way.
Telling you. Just watch. It's going
to
be a prediction.
I mean, I love what he said to Oliver as far as you're a fighter, you're a hero, you are not a murderer, which is what he accused him of the entire season one. So I'm glad that he said it.
Right.
And it's almost like it lifted a weight off of Oliver's chest. So when he turned around with vengeance. And was ready, like, pop, 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 and just went at that fight. And that is why I think he turned that fight around.
And lastly, the last precursor before the Flash, Barry Allen being late when he was trying to watch the particle accelerator turn on.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's constantly late, but, you know, so it's kind of cool to see, you know, he's got to be the Flash now. He's never going to be
again in his life.
He will, but it's okay. He always, because now he's got so much other stuff he's going to do.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really cool. I really liked how they closed that out, having him go into the Flash. Like, in the comics, it showed him in his lab, you know, chemical spill, and that's how he became the Flash. The same kind of situation occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool watching them create that, you know, that comic book scene in real time.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. I think for me, it put shrills, a little bit of a tingle. It really, like, filled me up inside.
Yeah, did it?
Slade, then that. I mean, Slade is my friend. That's how I feel.
He's your homie.
I just feel that way. I'm not ready to give up on Slade. God, I really hope things work out between
the
two
of them. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like him.
Yeah.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, me too.
So
I like him too. I like Slade.
I just
want to make sure that you understand that.
You sound like this creepy fish
what are
off
you talking
of
about?
Nemo, the one with the black and white stripes.
Louise. All right,
doesn't
I'm
he?
Done.
Okay, so let's get into some news and gossip without further ado.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So we have some pictures. I'm going to have our engineer pull them up, and hopefully my iPad will last throughout this entire thing. So whenever those pictures come up, I can give you a little something to go along with them. Okay, so this is China White. Oh, the pictures are going so fast. Hold on. Where am I right now at this moment? This is Stephen R. McQueen, and this is kind of an old tweet, but there's been rumors that he's going to be Nightwing on Arrow.
Awesome.
He's 25, known for playing Jeremy Gilbert on The Vampire Diaries, and he had made some tweets at the Arrow writers hinting about some conversations with the executives. So look forward to seeing him possibly coming up as Nightwing. Let's go into our next picture, shall we? This one I just thought was funny. If you guys can read it, it says, girls, please. They're signing posters, not writing love letters to you. Cute. It's cute because you have the two handsome guys. I don't know. Courtesy of Jawad. I can't read the rest from far away. I do apologize.
No.
Munir. Okay, cool. Let's go to the next picture. And this is Ra's al Ghul's daughter, which I had talked about in past episodes. But this picture is just a better picture of the one that I had for News and Gossip a few times back. So I just want to show this. And I love when they do the split screen of the actual character and then the real life person, so we can see a little bit of the resemblance, which I kind of see. She needs to cut her hair. But yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go into our next picture. And this, I just love seeing people in their normal normal life. Close. Yes. And so this is Stephen Amell and his lovely wife, which if you could see the picture close enough, that ring is quite gargantuan.
If
so,
you
could
see this
job.
Picture, you guys need to check the YouTube video because I think that might be Felicity with him.
That is not.
My fault.
Okay, there he goes. They're trying to bribe you guys. I mean, I'm not mad at that, though.
Yeah.
You can catch us on YouTube. Let's go to our next picture. Now we are back to China White's, which her name is actually, let me pull this one up really quick. Sorry for the, Kelly Hu. She's going to be on a new pilot coming out called The 100, which is also on the CW.
Wow.
It is set in the distant future after a nuclear war has destroyed civilization. The 100 follows a group of 100 juvenile delinquents sent back to Earth from the Ark, a space station housing the lone human survivors.
Is her sister Shannon Doherty in it?
That is exactly what I thought. When I pulled this picture up, because it was under spoilers, and I thought, oh my God, Shannon Doherty is about to be on Arrow? And then when I looked closer, she was Asian, so clearly I was wrong. But yes, strong resemblance.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So lastly, I have a video. You guys, I talked about this. I want to say it was either episode 1 or 2 that I brought this video. And unfortunately, we were in a different studio, so we couldn't play it. I want to play it for you now because it's hilarious. So let's watch it right now.
Let's do it.
Online, and I'm Steve Mel, and I went,
Scott's his husband.
So I look at it and I said, I'm happy to do it, guys. One condition, you give me a scene where I'm in it with him and he's naked.
Did you really say that?
I did. And that's why that last sequence when I pull the hood off, I'm going to go, oh no, no. And then the next scene in the next episode is him chained. Because Andrew came to me and he said, there's your gift.
Oh, this gets better, guys.
Oh, no, of course he knows. I told him. He knows I would drop to my knees in a second for that boy.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. To pray. You dirty-minded people.
I knew where he was going with that.
Yeah.
Here's the sequence. Better. He's hanging.
Yeah.
We're doing a take. And I, again, you know, my little jokes and stuff, and I didn't tell him at one point, and I said I was supposed to walk in, go up to him, stand far enough away from him, because he and I discussed, if I was too close, you know, Oliver Wood or the Arrow, you know, Darkness, you know, Arrow would whack him in the head with his forehead.
Do you want me to play Steve?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
So I walk in and I do a bit of the dialogue. But I believe he wants.
Take that shirt off. Oh.
So my Lord.
I walk in and I'm supposed to just look at him and say something, and this is what happened on the tape.
That's awesome. So that's our video for right now. If you want to see the rest of it, you can go online and you can look it up. But I thought that was hilarious. I talked about it before, but he's obviously, John Barrowman is a jokester. And Lord, I did not even know that he had the hots for Stephen Amell, but I don't blame you at all.
Nah, he's a good looking kid. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to hate on anybody.
Yeah, no hating here.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my news and gossip. Let's get into some predictions, shall we?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Well, we saw a little bit of what's going to happen after our mid-season break.
Right.
And we saw Roy getting real Hulk-like.
Right.
I want to know if he's going to have the rage when he starts to transform. And then also, Thea's obviously going to figure out that something's going on.
Right.
How soon is she going to figure out who Oliver is? When is she going to get into this mix?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. I know that's not a prediction. That's a question.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
And it was very confusing. I woke him up just by shaking him. If I knew it was that easy to fix the serum.
You know
what? But we're in predictions.
That's a good call. But yeah, he just shook the...
Yeah.
You know, but either way, I foresee something happening. Maybe that's going to speed up the process of Speedy arriving, because now he's got these super bodily powers that he's going to have to channel somewhere.
Right.
So he may as well channel them for good.
Yeah. And I think with my prediction, I'll say that Slade and Oliver will end up having to work together. there's no way you can build a friendship like that and end up pulling
it
so far away.
But we
away.
Don't know what happened on the island. Yeah. We don't know. Obviously, Oliver shot an arrow through his eyeball, yeah. and he's got a little bit of animosity.
I guess the
him.
Way that I'm looking at it right now is that what's going to happen is Ra's al Ghul is going to somehow get involved in the season, and that
I hope so.
You know, me and my brother, when we get in fights, we fight hard. But if somebody tries to fight my brother, I'm going to fight them.
Of course.
Even if I want to fight him, I'm going to fight them first. So in that sense, my brother's enemy is my enemy, mm-hmm. even if my brother is my enemy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. That's a
so,
very excellent.
Yeah, I think what I'm assuming is that him and Slade are going to have to team up to fight whatever Ra's al Ghul's pulling. Ra's al Ghul is the most powerful dude ever at being evil. So, I mean, in my opinion. So I think that's going to be a huge way to predict where the future's going. I think it's going to be something we really have to take into consideration. And I'm really looking forward to an idea in my head that we're going to see the Flash in episode 20.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But you know, this is what I think. We obviously just found out that Ra's al Ghul's daughter has been cast. So mm-hmm. I think that his daughter, there's two daughters.
Right.
I think that they're going to come in before he is, and that they're going to be the ones that are going to go after John Barrowman's character, Merlin.
Right.
Because, as mentioned in the last episode, Mrs. Queen
right.
has got it out for him. You know, that's her way of protecting her family. He's trying to let Thea know that he's the real father. I feel like I'm a Maury. And she's got to do something.
Yeah.
So I think that the daughters are going to come first. And after the daughters, maybe at the season 2 finale is when we're actually going to
yeah.
get a hint.
And I think we're going to see a lot more coming from Roy's character now. He's going to be a much more integral part of the show.
Yes.
And I'm really excited. And honestly, I think that... I had a prediction before the show started because someone tweeted me something about I had a prediction that something was going to happen because I thought Oliver and Elicity hooked up based on the tweet,
yeah.
but they didn't.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to maintain friends through the rest of the season.
If
I have anything to say about it.
So that wraps up our show.
Thank you
for
so
this
much,
evening.
Guys.
If you want to continue the conversation, please do. You can tweet me at KissMyPassport.
True. And you can tweet me at MMowgli as well as on Facebook.com/MMowgli.
So there you have it. We are here on break now because we won't be back till January. So have a wonderful holiday
Terrific.
Season.
Yeah.
We are so excited to come back and share more of our news, gossip, and thoughts with you. And we
yeah.
will see you then. Have a good night.
Feel
Bye.
Free to tweet. Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Oh,
he left me.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.